So a shoe factory sends two marketing scouts to a region of Africa to study the prospects of expanding business. And one sends back a telegram saying, situation hopeless. Stop. No one wears shoes. Now the other writes back triumphantly, glorious business opportunity. There are no shoes. So in their book, The Art of Possibility, Rosamond and Benjamin Zander use that example to introduce a concept. And the concept is, it's all invented. We experience what we choose, right? Now in Unity, we know about this. Something like thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. Yeah. Now the Zanders go on and they introduce a universe of possibility, noting that while we've been raised in the world of measurement, okay, shaped by things like comparisons, grades, winning and losing, and actually doing whatever it takes to survive in a world of scarcity and peril. Now, in Unity, we already believe in prosperity and abundance, right? The idea of a universe of possibility, when we choose to see it, nothing new there. However, it's chapter 3 that I'd like to kind of hone in on this morning. And that chapter is called Giving an A. Giving an A is a practice. It was in part inspired by a story about Michelangelo. And I didn't check to hear if it was true or not. But supposedly, after he created the Statue of David, he was asked, how could you possibly create this beautiful work of art from that block of stone? And he said, well, inside every block of stone or marble lies a perfect statue. All I do is remove the excess to reveal it. Karen Taylor Good, some of you may know her music. She writes about that in this way. Her song is called Perfect Work of Art. Oh, the sculptor Michelangelo, who's asked how we got in the flow. Made the lovely David from a giant block of stone, he said. Well, he was in there waiting. My job was simply excavating. I just took away what did not belong. And I know somewhere not so deep inside soul that I was meant to be. Let me be the way I was created. Let me find a pure and simple heart. I'll chip away.
And doubt, you knew me.
Now in unity, we speak about that perfection within us all, right? The spiritual essence that we are. And maybe you come to unity to fine-tune your human expression, your expression of that spiritual essence. In the book, giving an A is this. Okay? It's a practice that began with removing the invented and arbitrary grading curve. You know, the one that says, this many students get A's, these C's. By nature, it compares students one to another. And Benjamin believes that the only person that each student need be compared against is themselves. So, the practice of giving an A goes like this. In September, at the beginning of his class, he asks students to write a letter. And that letter goes like this. Dear Mr. Zander, it is May. I earned my A in your class by dot, dot, dot. From that point, the students are told they must continue, speak in the present tense, and speak to who they have become, what they have done in the course of the year in order to earn that A. Now in his case, as an orchestra conductor, the students are musical performance students. And when they're given the freedom to choose how they wish to grow and expand, learn, and when the fear of failure is taken away, now keep in mind, if you're a musical performance student at the college level, failure is getting less than an A. When that's removed, well, they take more risks. They let go of what holds them back, and they choose to challenge themselves way more than they otherwise would. Let me read for you one student's letter. These are real. Dear Mr. Zander, I got my A because I had the courage to examine my fears, and I realized that they have no place in my life. I changed from someone who is scared to make a mistake to someone who knows that she has a contribution to make to other people, musically and personally. Thus, all diffidence and lack of belief in myself are gone. And so too is the belief that I only exist as a reflection in other people's eyes and the resulting desire to please everyone. I understand that trying and achieving are the same thing when I am my own master, and I am. I have found a desire to convey music to other people, which is stronger than the worries I had about myself. I have changed from desiring inconsequentiality and anonymity to accepting the joy that comes from knowing that my music changes the world. By giving herself an A, this student claimed herself as master of her life. And she saw the gift that is hers to give to the world. She saw herself releasing the stone, letting go of all that holds her back in her personal performance. Now here's the thing. I'd like to go beyond the idea, expand on giving an A. And I'd also like to expand on this idea that we're chipping away at our block of stone. My personal experience with claiming the notion that I am an imperfect expression, that I am chipping away at walls of fear and doubt and error that I have created on my journey to adulthood, that very notion has kept me in the world of judgment. I'm not finished yet. I'm not perfect. And I'm still trying. Here's the thing. Like it or not, if I hold a belief for me, then I hold it for all of you. And to the extent that I see myself as flawed, so too do I see you that way. I'm going to take you on a journey. And get ready. You need to give yourself an A, but you have some homework to do. I'm going to share short snippets of four different songs. Your job, decide how you will earn your A, is to listen for what's common among them all and what's different, how they contrast one another, right? Listen with your musical ear. We have all sorts of different musical ears in this room. And listen with your spiritual ear for the message. Okay? Four different songs. Slow me down, oh Lord. Help me place my cares in yesterday. Slow me down, oh. I am the moon, I am the stars shining all night. all have an A. What did you hear? Anybody? Musically, spiritually?
Well, just the first two songs were more an external focus of control, or put whatever fancy term on it, but just looking to the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And the last two were more just looking inside for that connection.
Yeah, very different shift. The spirit, God, whatever, out there to in here.
They were all in the same key.
Very good. You are absolutely correct. I hadn't thought about that one.
Well, they were. In fact, you played them all in C sharp because of the capo there.
Yes.
And each of them had a little walk from a C to an A minor, which was kind of interesting. Anyway.
Holy smokes!
And you wrote them all.
That is true. Liz.
I kind of noticed the first two were more, not positive affirmations, but more of a wanting of something. Mm-hmm. And the other two were positive affirmations of what I am, you know, or they were just expressing the positive.
Yes. The wanting. Mm-hmm. A little tweak in there. The third one, release your imprisoned splendor, still had that hint of it's buried in there somewhere. Yeah,
but it was getting there.
It was getting there. Okay. Well, true. You just witnessed many bits of my songwriting journey to date. They aren't usually performed in the same key, but you know, that was easy today.